Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Happy Thanksgiving Day, everyone. And it wouldn't be Thanksgiving. Our Thanksgiving Day show wouldn't be complete without having a visit from our good friend, Robert L. Dillon Schneider. Bob is a great American, one of the wisest people I know. He's got a Rolodex that any president or pope would envy. And he's been to town a couple of times and around the block three times. And that's what makes him so wise. And he's our good friend, Bob Dillon Schneider. Welcome back and happy Thanksgiving.
Jim, happy Thanksgiving. It's great to be on the show. This is a wonderful show. This is America's time, Jim. And you're really the person to punctuate what's going to go forward.
I appreciate you saying that. I was pointing out in the previous segment how similar we are today. America is today. We're polarized. We're contentious. We're intolerant. And if you look back at the history of the Pilgrims, of the Mayflower Manifest, that's exactly how they were. And yet they came together and found common cause in their desire to survive in the new world. I think we could take a lesson from them. What do you think?
I think we can. I think that, actually, I was surprised yesterday when President-elect Biden said, you know, we're not fighting one another. We're fighting the virus. I thought that was a really good statement.
Yeah.
I hope he believes it, and I applaud whoever wrote it. So it's first rate.
Well, I agree with that. I agree with that. I mean, if you think about it, we have to quit doing things to each other that hurt America. You and I can find a way to not agree on everything, but fundamentally not cross over the line that causes us to hurt the one thing that we do believe in, and that's the future of America. What do you think?
Jim, this is America's time. We stand for civility. We stand for decency. We stand for doing the right thing. We stand for law. We stand for a look at the future of people in the United States and around the world, and most parts of the world. In fact, no part of the world does any of that. We do it. We're an example that the rest of the world should follow, and we have to shore up that example and get behind it and make it happen.
Well, that's exactly right. And folks, by the way, Bob walks the talk. He doesn't just pontificate. I mean, this man has been sponsoring for I don't know how many years, decades maybe, a series on civility in his community where he has most of the time, significant speakers come in and talk about civility. And Bob, I congratulate you on putting your money where your mouth is.
Well, Jim, thank you. You were one of those speakers.
That was my qualifier.
You got a sellout crowd. But Jim, we're in the process right now of establishing five awards in my father's name, $10,000 a year, to different institutions in America that help all boats rise. That's what my dad did. That's what I want the people
tell us
the
more.
To do.
Tell us more.
My dad went to the Wharton School in Pennsylvania. Whenever he was around, he praised the Wharton School. 18 of his siblings went to Notre Dame. The buttons burst off his vest when people talked about Notre Dame.
Uh-huh.
He worked for the Scriptology.
That's where your Notre Dame origins come from. I didn't know that. Go ahead.
He worked for the Scriptology news agency for his entire life. So we're putting awards, $10,000 a year, with each one of these organizations. And we're getting the organization to make the award to somebody who helps all boats rise all over the country. And that's what my dad.
And who would the award go to? What would be the somebody who make? Is this award to an individual who, or is this a young person? Is this for young
people? It's an award to an individual, an organization,
right,
a group of individuals that, in Scriptology case, will be picked by the editors of Scripps Howard.
Ah,
in the Wharton School's case, be picked by the people of the Wharton School.
And you're raising the money, or how is the money being funded?
I'm sending it. Janet, my wife Janet, and I are sending it.
You're funding this.
$10,000 a year.
Can anybody contribute to you and help you with this? Is there a way?
I'm hoping Blassingame gets the award.
No. I want to find out how we can contribute to this and help you out.
No, it's fine. I think this is going to be a big deal, and it's going to be seen, I think, all over the country. And I hope that the people who get the award, as well as people who learn about the award, will see what's possible.
Ladies and gentlemen, did I not call this? I didn't know about this, folks. Did I not tell you what a great American, what a great human being, and someone who channels Squanto? It seems so. Bob Dylan Schneider does that. Quick break. I'm Jim Blessing. Happy Thanksgiving.
How long has it been?
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.